When a person is arrested, staying in jail often is a matter of whether they can afford to pay bail. For already vulnerable people, staying in jail could mean losing an apartment, a job, or custody of their children. There's a movement across the United States to change the bail system, and it can be seen here in Columbia, Missouri, where a small core group of five women are helping nonviolent offenders avoid jail time. KBIA's Sam Mosier has more.
Job, which is, yeah, it's a big problem.
Columbia resident Carol Brown likes to stay busy. Even on her day off, she crafts a birthday gift for a friend.
Birthday book, yeah.
In addition to her job and her friends, Brown devotes time to social justice. More than 3 years ago, she joined the group Race Matters Friends to help promote equality in Columbia. Brown is certainly busy today with the Race Matters Friends Community Bail Fund, which has been in development since 2017. It does what it sounds like. It bails people out of jail who can't afford to pay it.
There's a lot of money sucked out of the community, largely people who don't have it to spare. If we can make a dent in that and give people a leg up, so to speak, or alternatively, so they don't have to go into debt to a bail bond company, that's one less bill they're going to have to pay.
After more than a year of planning and fundraising, the fund launched about 2 months ago. Team members bail clients at a Boone County jail and help them with paperwork and making their court date. The fund has bailed out 8 people from Boone County Jail and is working to bail out more.
Don't you? You want to come and get food?
Another member of the core team is Peggy Placer. At home, she takes care of her cats. In the community, she helps spread the word about the bail fund. She says she became passionate about the fund because she has seen the difference it makes for a defendant to be able to go to court in clothes of their own choosing.
It made me realize, even before the bail fund got going, that this would be an issue for people charged with crimes, that if they could appear as free citizens before the court who had not been convicted of anything, they would be viewed very differently by the public.
Race Matters Friends outlined 3 criteria to decide who could be bailed out. Defendants must live in Boone County, be charged with a nonviolent offense, and have a bail equal to or less than $2,000. Placer says the current guidelines ensure the fund can continue to help people who shouldn't have to wait in jail before their court date. Otherwise, as MU Associate Law Professor Ben Trachtenberg says, much is at risk.
Many people who are in jail awaiting trial or other disposition lose their jobs, might have their children taken away from them and put into the foster care system. People who are looking after elderly relatives all of a sudden can't be caretakers for them. So it's not just the person who's locked up who is suffering from the cash bail system, it's everyone who depends on them.
None of us knew anything about bail. We had to learn everything. It took over a year to figure it out.
Brown says the team, as community members without a formal background in law, encountered many challenges in getting the fund started.
And, you know, we did it. It's not rocket science. It's just hard finding all the pieces and fitting them together.
Brown says one of the largest hurdles was getting the fund on the public call list of bail services at the Boone County Jail. That means the fund is listed alongside traditional bail bond companies as an option for defendants who qualify. Placer says it's important defendants know what makes the RMF fund different than bail bond companies.
We are different. We're not a bonding agent. We're not a bail bond company. We pay the total amount of bail and the defendant owes us nothing.
Brown and Placer describe their active funds as a revolving door. They deplete their funds as they take on more and more clients but gain the money back if defendants appear for court. So far, all clients with court dates have appeared. Placer says the big challenge ahead of the fund is to increase their small core group to a larger team.
We need more volunteers. We have positions for just about everybody. We need PR people. We obviously need fundraising expertise.
Placer says the team will host a volunteer orientation in the near future. Until then, they're waiting for the call from their next defendant in need. For KBIA, I'm Sam Mosier.